Sexy story part two. Professor turns submissive. Here is part two of my sexy story series. Enjoy. Let me show you something, Mr. Franklin. As I lift my skirt, you will see that I am wearing stockings held up by a garter belt. How many straps has the garter belt? Six. Do you know what that means, sir? No. It means I am licensed to investigate, to arrest, to punish for male crimes against females where the male is in a position of authority and where the crime is a violation of the privacy of the female. In your case, both apply. Do you know what the penalty is for the crimes for which you are charged? No. It is a combination of sexual humiliation and the electric chair. Not the chair that executes, but one in which you are tortured with electric shocks. I have the power to enforce that penalty, Mr. Franklin. But I'm innocent, miss. Honest I am. In which case, I will have no choice but to bring this information, including the evidence found in your apartment and the two young ladies, to the attention of your superiors. If they find the evidence credible, you will lose your job, and that alone will give me the right to punish you, as I've described. The odds are that you are going to the electric chair no matter what, Mr. Franklin. And not just any electric chair. My electric chair. With that, she smiled sweetly at me, daintily crossed her legs, swinging one leg back and forth and up and down until she slipped her shoe off and placed her stockinged foot on my lap and caressed my privates through my pants. Sweetie, I think you should seriously think about confessing. That way we will keep it a private affair, no superiors or publicity or lost job, just you and me and a night of torture and humiliation, and then it will be over. Ooh, this is getting so good, and he has lots more to share. Stay tuned for the next installment of my sexy story.